Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we welcome back to our studio the Jamestown Community Chorus. B.J. Whitehouse is here. Welcome back, B.J.
It's always a pleasure to be here, Mike.
B.J. is the music director of the chorus, and Dorothy Strang, past president and soprano of the chorus, is here. Welcome back, Dorothy.
Thanks, Mike. It's nice to be here again.
Nice to have you with us. And one of the things that we want to talk about is the upcoming concert, which is going to be at, the Central Baptist Church in beautiful downtown Jamestown, and that's next week, so we want to make sure that we tell everybody about that. And it's going to be a little bit unusual. BJ, tell us why I would say this concert was going to be unusual.
The music is all based on the words of Shakespeare, and so we have a number of choral pieces, but some of the things that are a little bit more interesting is we have a number of solos, small ensembles, singing some of the songs from the Shakespeare plays themselves. And one of the more interesting aspects of it is in the 25 years I've been with Jamestown, we've always done a sing-along with the audience toward the end. And this year, we are going to, in this particular concert, we are going to have a read-along. So certain members of the audience will be called upon to do the balcony scene from Romeo and Juliet.
A read-along. I don't think I've ever attended one of those.
Well, the lucky members of the audience will have in their programs a short snippet from the balcony scene, and they will be encouraged to read it with a certain amount of, well, aplomb and emotion.
A flair. And
we would hope. We would hope.
Okay. And Dorothy, you're here today in a little bit of a different capacity than usual. I introduced you as past president and soprano, but you have a different title for this concert.
Well, I like to think I'm the overseer of the word. I'm a great Shakespeare enthusiast, though not a scholar of Shakespeare, and the words delight me, and that we are doing so many pieces directly from the plays is a lot of fun. I made sure that I found out the context of each song, the context of the play and the character who is saying it, research that was fun for me, but also helpful to the singers to get a sense of what the words of the song were about, many of which, by the way, are very saucy and bawdy. It's not all high-toned Shakespeare at all. As a matter of fact, of the 39 plays that Shakespeare wrote, virtually every one of them has a song in it written by Shakespeare as a song to be performed as a song.
I didn't know that. So see, that's why I bring you here, so I can learn these things every time you come, learn something new. So all of Shakespeare's plays had a song written by him.
Virtually everyone, yeah.
Right. Now, Willie Nelson didn't write any of them. All his stuff.
I believe that Willie may have used some of the context or some of the themes, but no, I don't think that Mr. Nelson was involved.
So, and Shakespeare didn't write the tunes. The tunes would have been written by Elizabethan musicians.
So he wrote the lyric or the poem or the words. Yeah. All right. So now there that are, makes a little more sense to me.
There are Shakespeare enthusiasts writing who believe that were Shakespeare alive today, he would be writing musicals and soap operas.
Okay. All right. Well, that's an interesting take. And so the music that we're going to have today, BJ, is a little bit different, but let's get to the Dorothy, just give us the details right off the bat of where and when this is going to take place and how people can get further information.
Sure. There will be two performances Saturday, May the 2nd at 7:30 p.m., Sunday, May the 3rd at 3 p.m. The location is Central Baptist Church in Jamestown. Tickets are $15, $12 for seniors and students. They're available at the door at various places in Jamestown, Baker's Pharmacy, the hardware store, and the Secret Garden, or they can be reserved by calling 423-1574.
All right, that gets all that information out. We'll give you that again towards the end of the program. Now we want to go to BJ and find out, well, the music is going to be some of it spoken word. And the other thing that's interesting, before we went on the air tonight, you told me that you're starting this with a different kind of music than a normal chorus presentation.
Normally, you want to get everybody's attention in a choral concert, depending on what you happen to be singing at that time. This one starts off a little differently, and this begins with a solo by Amy Beach, and it's the Fairy's Lullaby, sung by Tatiana from
A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yeah. So a young lady in the chorus will step in front of the chorus and sing this solo before we launch into the rest of the program.
All right, so we're going to hear that now. Here we go. I think it's safe to say that some of the music that's going to be heard in this concert won't be the normal, everyday thing that people are used to hearing. I've never heard that last tune before, and so it'll be interesting. And this next one that's coming up, I don't think I've heard before.
Well, you may have. It's a fairly common piece for choruses. It's a song, after this terrible winter we've had with the snow, it's nice to have a song of spring in When Daisies Pied. So, this is a song about spring, and the other part that you'll hear at the end is the iteration of the cuckoo.
Oh.
And one of the things we should keep in mind, as Dorothy mentioned, a little bit of bawdiness, is the cuckoo is also refers to cuckold. And those young men who are those men who have been cuckolded was to be a great shame at the time. And if you cuckold, you could look up to see what that actually means. But when we heard cuckoo, people heard that. It's that the cuckoo actually takes over other birds' nests and lays their eggs in the nest and allows the other birds to take care of them. And so when you hear the very end of it, it's kind of a little body slap of humor.
Yes,
though we wouldn't know that.
The great lines at the end are, "Oh, word of fear, oh, word of fear, unpleasing to the married ear, cuckoo, cuckoo."
Okay, here we go.
The cuckoo then on every tree must stand in bed.
Yeah, I was so intrigued with your explanation of the words of that song. I didn't ask you, what play is that from?
That's from one of Shakespeare's early comedies, Love's Labour's Lost, Act 5, Scene 2.
Act 5, Scene 2. Exit stage right.
Pursued by a bear.
All right. And now we're going to go to a couple Vaughan Williams pieces, which is going to be much more familiar, I would think, to everyone. BJ, these two pieces we're going to have are two of the three that you're actually going to perform, right?
These are, I think, the centerpiece of the program. These are Vaughan Williams' three Shakespeare songs, and they will have fairly familiar text to them, Full Fathom Five, Over Hill, Over Dale, as well as The Cloud Cap Towers. That's 1, 3, 2 in order. The Full Fathom Five is been set many, many, many times with many composers, but this is kind of a masterwork. It is tone painting in that we're hearing a bellboy off in the distance and reflecting on this dead person at the bottom of 30 feet Full Fathom Five. The second piece is the Cloud Cap Towers, which may not sound familiar, but as soon as Dorothy reads part of this, you will definitely be familiar with where this comes from and the context.
All right, over to you, Dorothy.
And both Full Fathom Five and the Cloud Cap Towers are from The Tempest. Full Fathom Five is actually a song sung in the context of the play, and the Cloud Cap Towers is from a speech by Prospero, and it goes like this. The Cloud Cap Towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, shall dissolve, and like an insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a rack behind. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep.
All right, we will now listen to those two pieces and then take a short break. And be back with more of the Jamestown Community Chorus.
Thank you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Jamestown Community Chorus representatives B.J. Whitehouse and Dorothy Strang, and we're finding all about the unusual concert, I guess is the way I'm going to phrase that, for me anyway, because the music is a little bit different, and it's unusual in the respect that it's not your typical Broadway shows or that type of thing. It has a little bit different flair. Is that a safe way to phrase that, BJ, or do you disagree?
Well, we actually, there are a couple Broadway numbers in this, but all of the texts can be attributed or referenced to, in some way, to Shakespeare. And this being Shakespeare's time of year, this being springtime, the springtime, Pretty Little Ring time, this is it's an appropriate concert because it is rather uplifting. And the texts that we all just take for granted mm-hmm. about being something's rotten in Denmark or, you know, wherefore art thou Romeo, all of those things we just say as part of the parlance of our language. These were all written by, allegedly, by the same fellow some years ago.
Right.
And so what we have is we have solos, small ensembles, and then a couple of popular songs, and that's where the title comes from. So we'll get up to brush up your Shakespeare at some point, but we have a solo coming up first here by Roger Quilter, who is one of my favorite song composers.
So during the commercial break, I noticed that it was going to be Quilter songs, but we're talking about Roger Quilter, not Things to Sew By.
This would not be like a quilting bee.
Okay.
He was Quilter R. And in this case, this is When Daffodils Begin to Peer. And again, it's just this little text, and at the very end, we hear about romping with your aunt, which is not exactly what he was referring to.
Dorothy, no. Romping with your aunt?
Yes, When Daffodils Begin to Peer is from The Winter's Tale, Act 4, Scene 3, and it's a, what shall we say, rough and tumble song of springtime antics, and at the end you do hear that the singer is tumbling in the hay with his aunts, or aunts, which, how shall we put it, a beggar's woman, and the person who sings it is a rascal, beggar, rogue, who charms his way through life and tumbles in the hay with his aunts.
Here we go.
When daffodils begin to appear with hay, the doxy over the dale, why then comes in the sweet of the year, for the red blood rains in the winter's pale. The white sheet bleaching on the hedge, with hay the sweet birds how they sing, doth set my park in tooth on edge, for a quart of ale is a dish for the king. The lark that tyrannily chants, with hay the thrush and the jay, are summer songs for me and my aunts, while we lie tumbling, tumbling, tumbling in the hay.
BJ, I'm not sure we've ever had a show where there was a need for as much explanation of the music or the songs that I can recall. Normally, things are pretty much understood, but in this case, some of these songs will be read and explained before they're performed, right?
Well, all of the pieces, Dorothy's done a great deal of research in this, but all of the pieces will be prefaced with the text.
Okay.
So we're hoping that will ring a little bell in people's minds and, you know, bring up Shakespeare 101 or your ninth grade study of Julius Caesar or, you know, Othello or whatever it happens
right.
to be.
For some of us, ninth grade was a while ago. Now you have an advantage.
Well, the ninth grade was a while ago for myself as well, but I think what will happen is a lot of this music is, a lot of the texts are very familiar, and when it goes by so quickly, or when it is, in the Vaughan Williams, for example, when the timbre and the texture is so thick, it may be hard, and even though we're working on diction like nobody's business, it still may be a little difficult to understand because it goes by so quickly or so slowly in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
So each one of the pieces will be read prior to singing it.
Great. Well, that I feel should happen sometimes when you go to a play that you don't quite understand.
Right.
It should, the synopsis
I'd like
should
to
be
say something
first.
More about that, too. The tapestry of all the different voices who will be reading is wonderful. And the whole concert is a celebration of Shakespeare, and those voices reading the words are a wonderful celebration of the virtuosity of Shakespeare.
Great. Okay. Well, and this next piece, what's fine
about
that?
Well, it's a bit of a ringer. The first line, "If music be the food of love," is indeed from Twelfth Night. The play opens with Duke Orsino saying to his courtiers, "If music be the food of love, play on." He then goes on to say, "Give me so much of it that I'll get sick of it," which is not what this text says, which we will be singing. It's a text that took that first line, a Colonel Henry Heveningham, in Elizabethan times, but after, considerably after Twelfth Night, wrote the words, "If music be the food of love, sing on till I am filled with joy. For then my listening soul you move to pleasures that can never cloy. Your eyes, your mien, your tongue declare that you are music everywhere. Pleasures invade both eye and ear. So fierce the transports are, they wound. And all my senses feasted are, though yet the treat is only sound. I must perish by your charms, unless you save me in your arms."
Very nicely done. Now let's listen to the music.
Thank you.
Okay, now we're going to get to things that people are definitely going to recognize because they have some Broadway background. Tell us about this next one.
Well, this is the titular piece, Brush Up Your Shakespeare, from Cole Porter. And again, bawdy is not the word. It's the clever lyrics that he uses in incorporating all the titles from Shakespeare are hysterical. This was originally sung by two gangsters, two hoodlums who would sing this. We have three hoodlums in the chorus singing it for us. But I mean, some of the rhymes, some of the lyrics are just outrageously funny. And it's hard for us to get through it because it is that funny. And then, if you would like to, we have two other popular pieces coming up right after these. So,
All right.
Brush Up Your Shakespeare is from Kiss Me Kate, Cole Porter's Kiss Me Kate, based on The Taming of the Shrew.
Aha. All right.
The girls today in society go for classical poetry. So to win their hearts, one must quote with ease Aeschylus and Euripides. One must know Homer and, believe me, Bo, Sophocles, also Sappho.
Unless you know Shelley
and Keats
and Pope,
Dainty Debbies will call you a dope. But the poet of them all,
who will start 'em simply raving,
is the poet people call
the Bard of Stratford-on-Avon.
Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now.
Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
Just declaim a few lines from Othello, and they'll think you're a hell of a fella.
If your blonde won't respond when you flatter her, tell her what Tony told Cleopatra.
If she bites when her clothes you are mussing,
what a close much ado about nothing.
Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all bow, bow.
Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now.
Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
With the wife of the British ambassador, try a crack out at Troilus and Cressida.
If she says she won't buy it or take it, make her take it, what's more, as you like it.
If she says your behavior is heinous, kick her right in the Coriolanus.
Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all bow.
Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now.
Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
If you can't be a ham and do Hamlet, they will not give a damn or a damlet.
Just recite an occasional sonnet, and your lap will have honey upon it.
When your baby is pleading for pleasure,
let us sample your measure for measure.
Boom.
Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow.
Forsuit,
and they'll all kowtow.
E-faith,
and they'll all kowtow.
Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now.
Your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
Better mention the Merchant of Venice,
when her sweet pound of flesh you would menace.
If the virtue at first she defends well,
just remind her that all's well that ends well.
And if still she won't give you a bonus,
you know what Venus got from Adonis.
Woo!
Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all cow.
Thinks thou?
And they'll all kowtow.
As Bodkins,
and they'll all kowtow.
Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now.
brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
If your girl is a Washington Heights dream,
treat the kid to a Midsummer's Night's Dream. If she then wants an all by herself night,
let her rest every 11th or 12th night. If because of your heat she gets huffy,
simply play on and lay on McDuffie. Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow.
Forsooth!
And they'll all kowtow.
Thinks thou!
And they'll all kowtow. We trow! And they'll all kowtow.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we're sitting with the Jamestown Community Chorus. B.J. Whitehouse is here, and Dorothy Strang, and we've been talking about the event coming up on next weekend, and it's going to be a marvelous concert you don't want to miss. If nothing else, you'll get to learn a lot of things and have a good time. And we've listened to a lot of different kind of music, and now, B.J., we're going to come up with things that are very familiar. West Side Story, of course, most people realize that that has the Shakespearean background. Mm. And also we're going to do a Rodgers and Hart song. So tell us what is about to happen.
Well, West Side Story is loosely based on Romeo and Juliet. And one of my favorite parts of Romeo and Juliet is when Romeo has this feeling that something is going to happen and he stumbles upon Juliet's balcony directly following that. And he has a beautiful speech prior to that. And in the way that was translated in West Side Story was something's coming. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful song. And Tony is walking down the street right before the dance at the gym where he meets his Juliet in Maria. Then following that, we have From the Boys of Syracuse by Rodgers and Hart, Ella Fitzgerald, who is my favorite singer, singing This Can't Be Love, which is, it's not the choral version at all, but I think as soon as you hear Ella singing it, you'll get a flavor of the song itself.
Now, Dorothy, do you get to play Ella Fitzgerald?
Yes, I get to play Ella Fitzgerald. There's a male verse sung by a member of the chorus and a female verse. And This Can't Be Love comes from The Boys from Syracuse, as BJ said, which is based on Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors.
All right, we'll listen to those two.
Could be, who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait. Something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone'll jingle, door'll knock, open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, or whistling down the river, come on. It'll be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy, meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, maybe tonight. Maybe tonight, maybe tonight.
can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be loved. This can't be love because I feel so well, but still I love to look in your
BJ, coming in today, I didn't expect to be talking about Shakespeare and playing Ella Fitzgerald, I must admit. That was an interesting turn of events for me.
Well, I think one of the things that it came up recently, it was in the New York Times about a show on Broadway called Something Rotten. And it's a story about Shakespeare's time in which two brothers who can't make it come up with this brand new idea called The Musical. Back in the 1500s. And so I'm very interested in seeing this, but one of the interesting parts of the article were the references to all of the different shows about that were based on Shakespeare or have allusions or references to Shakespeare. So Ella Fitzgerald, I mean, Rogers and Hart is the actual heart of the American Songbook. So
yeah,
I'm not greatly surprised.
All right. Well, we're going to get towards the end of the show here, so I want to make sure everyone has the information necessary for the concert. And Dorothy, one more time.
The concerts are Saturday, May 3rd at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, May 4th. Do I have the right dates?
No,
I don't have the right dates.
I think it's May 2nd.
Saturday, May 2nd at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, May 3rd at 3 p.m. Central Baptist Church in Jamestown. Tickets are $15, $12 for seniors and students. Tickets available at the door. Reservations may be made by calling 423-1574. For more information, you can go to JamestownChorus.com.
JamestownChorus.com. There you go. And maybe you get there and even see a picture of BJ on that website, right?
I'm sure you can. You can.
And you could order an 8.5, an 8.5 by 11 or an 8 by 10 glossy of you.
I'll sign it.
And sign it, sure. Well, thanks to both of you for being here. It was very informative and a wonderful time. And we're going to go out we've listened to Ella Fitzgerald, and we've listened to West Side Story, and we've listened to Cole Porter. I can't imagine that there would be anything that would be able to follow that except for the Bowling Green State University men's chorus.
The world's finest singing machine, of course. Being a Bowling Green alum myself.
Oh, is that true?
I actually did attend Bowling Green, and I was the president of the Bowling Green State University men's chorus.
I think I knew that.
Back in the dark ages. This particular piece is called Song for Today by Robert Elmore. It's one of my favorite choral pieces for men, and it is based on text from Julius Caesar, which is, "There is a tide in the affairs of men, which taken at the flood leads on to fortune." It also has a fantastic piano part that our accompanist, Janet Grant, who has been with me for 25 years now, and we are so lucky to have her, excels at. She is, when you look at, I look at the score, I just, it looks like somebody dropped ink on the score, on the staff paper.
Notes everywhere.
But she actually makes sense of all of that piano. And then my men have stepped up to the plate, and this is one of the premier pieces for men's chorus.
Excellent. Well, I hope the concerts go well. I'm sure they will, and it was great to see you both. Thanks for coming in, and we'll look forward to the next time we're together. But right now, going out with Song for Today, done by the Bowling Green State University Men's Choir.
Leads on to fortune.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.